Manu Patra alerts dated the 6th of September 2019. Supreme Court has rejected a plea seeking direction to the center to enact a suitable standalone comprehensive legislation based on UN Convention on Custodial Torture, by observing that it is under the government's active consideration. Supreme Court has allowed Altaja Mufti to meet a detained mother, former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti, in Srinagar. However, when she asked the court's permission to move around in Jammu and Kashmir, Chief Justice of India Rajan Arali remarked, "Why do you want to move around? It is very cold in Srinagar." Though the court later recorded that she could move the district authorities for permission to move around. Apex Court has issued notice to the Chhattisgarh Chief Minister, CM Bhupesh Baghel, in a matter filed by his Director General of Police, DGP, Mukesh Gupta, others such as senior IAS officer Anil Tuteja and the state, through the Chief Secretary, have also been issued notices. The notice pertains to the hounding of Gupta with malafide intention and filing of 3 FIRs against him. Supreme Court has ordered that former Communist Party of India, Marxist, Mohammed Yusuf Tirigami should be shifted at the earliest to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Delhi from Srinagar, where he is under house arrest. Supreme Court has ruled that the proceedings under Section 138 of Negotiable Instruments Act, 1881, NI Act, cannot be quashed on the basis that the demand notice was not duly served within the statutory period. The court has reiterated that service of notice to the accused is a triable issue and cannot be preceded as an indisputable position in a petition filed under Section 482 of Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973. Delhi High Court has directed authorities to ensure adequate lighting in subways and police patrolling on foot over bridges in the national capital so that they are not misused by miscreants. The court noted that the public use these subways and footover bridges extensively and these places should be kept clean and open for them. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi Development Authority to process and clear applications received from various colleges for construction of hostel facilities, mainly for girls. Madras High Court has declined to remove the inscriptions that there is no God. The inventors and preachers are fools and rogues, and those who worship God are barbarians at the pedestals of Periyar statues across the state. Calcutta High Court has directed Bollywood superstar Shah Rukh Khan to file an affidavit explaining his relation with the Indian Institute of Planning and Management, IIPM, against which a CBI probe has been sought for misleading and duping students. The court directed Shah Rukh Khan, who has appeared in some IIPM advertisements, his firm Red Chillies Entertainment and the Institute's promoter Arindan Chaudhary to file individual affidavits. Telangana High Court, while taking a serious view of non-implementation of an earlier order of the court regarding the recruitment of teachers under the DSC 1998 examination, sentenced the District Educational Officers, DEOs, of Karimnagar, Warangal, Khammam and Nalgonda to 2 months imprisonment and imposed a fine of ₹2,000 each in a contempt case filed by some aspiring candidates of the DSC 1998 test. Special Court has sent former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram to Tihar Jail in the INX Media Corruption case. The special judge sent Chidambaram to 14-day judicial custody till the 19th of September. The court allowed him to carry his medicines to jail. Special Court has granted anticipatory bail to P. Chidambaram and his son Karthi Chidambaram in both ED and CBI cases in Airtel Max's matter. The special judge granted relief to the Chidambarams and directed them to join the probe in the cases. Karnataka High Court, while observing that trial courts are delivering justice more oriented towards the rights of accused persons and the same is not in letter and spirit of the law that provides compensation to victims of crime, has issued guidelines to trial courts and public prosecutors in the state to ensure appropriate assessment and payment of compensation to victims. Kerala High Court has issued notice to the centre on a plea challenging the buyers of the Right to Information Amendment Act 2019, stating that the recent amendments violate Articles 14, 19 and 21 of the Constitution of India. Calcutta High Court has exonerated a convict from a murder charge by observing that Section 106 of the Indian Evidence Act 1872 does not discharge the prosecution from proving its case beyond reasonable doubt, and that an accused has the right to remain silent without being adversely affected by the same. Kerala High Court, KHC, has ruled that an expenditure to be incurred in future in respect of a liability that accrued during the related accounting year would be eligible for a deduction in the said accounting year under the provisions of the Income Tax Act 1961.